Is this the country the founders envisioned? Well, there might be endless variations to this question. I believe the founding fathers would certainly be surprised to see their experimental government that they penned lasting over 2 centuries. However, if alive today, they would see that the United States is still operating under the same framework they built. But their vision of equality has not yet fully been realized. The core values are swinging wildly near the edges due to different influencing ideologies. Because our country is changing so rapidly, they would see an immediate need to make adjustments to ensure their promise of liberty and justice for all are continued throughout the 21st century. I am truly impressed with the Founding Fathers and how their strength was gained from their differences. Even though they came from different backgrounds, they worked together for months compromising to form a more perfect union. As stated in the preamble, each offered their persuasive voices and credence to their causes, which combined to help create their ideal plan. A sense of accomplishment swept through them as patriotism. Today's parties do not have much in common anymore. Congress is becoming gridlocked because they are not crossing the aisle to negotiate. This partisanship is ultimately making them ineffective since they cannot make major decisions. We need to look to George Washington as he presided over the Constitutional Convention, where he ensured that all opinions were heard and discussions were kept on track to accomplish their goals. When James Madison, the father of the Constitution, wrote the Bill of Rights, he knew his country was not meeting up to their expectations of what they envisioned. At the time, women had few rights and slavery was legal. They knew that the ideal was to strive to become equal, either be in the workplace, in the education system, or as society as a whole. As stated in the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. That was the Founding Fathers' desire to be. We need Madison to help our Congress peel back the layers of the Bill of Rights to fit them into the 21st century United States. Since the mainstream introduction of the internet, our country has become more global. We are becoming more of a melting pot of different cultures, faiths, principles, and identities. Each group wants their voice heard, and the internet is their megaphone. We see no visible effort by Congress in sitting down to discuss how we can all live together peacefully. I fear that the Founding Fathers would notice a change in the country's work ethics. The evolution of technology, especially since the Industrial Revolution, has made life easier. Very few Americans now do hard physical labor and have been lulled into the desire for instant gratification. Facing any obstacles, more Americans are asking the government to progressively do and provide more. There seems to be a general lack of personal responsibility. This is a slippery slope as the government could begin overreaching their authority and mandating more laws, taking away citizens' rights. This is exactly what James Madison tried to counterbalance in writing the Bill of Rights. The evolution of our country has changed drastically since the fathers gathered. Yes, the structure of the government they envisioned is still intact, but the goals within the Constitution and the Bill of Rights have yet to be fully realized. We have indeed come a long way with the abolishment of slavery, the institution of women's rights, and the desegregation of races. The Founding Fathers could not have possibly imagined a man of a different color standing at the podium, leading our country, or even a woman as a presidential nominee. That would be considered impossible for many during their era. Nonetheless, equal rights are still needed for the unjust, the poor, and the unborn. The ensuring of freedom of speech and religion is also required. By embracing the values of our society, the envisioned America of the founders can become reality.